Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 10th, and this is Laura Harsh, Council 25 Membership Engagement and Occupational Chairperson reporting. And together we will do better. As you are undoubtedly aware, there are major storm systems impacting airline operations throughout the United States this week, and tomorrow is expected to be no exception. As in all situations where irregular operations are a potential, carry your contract with you at all times and be familiar with the language in our contract that addresses cancellation and reassignment procedures, as well as our contractual prudent commuter policy. In all instances, crew scheduling personnel should be able to advise you as to which sections of the contract you are being reassigned. This is a critical first step in understanding any reassignment. In recent days, we've received a number of questions seeking clarification of the automatic waiver of report time language as provided in Section 7I2. Section 7I2 provides that when a flight attendant arrives late into a layover station or an inbound flight, in order to ensure proper rest and curtail flight delays in the departure of the flight attendant's next outbound flight, the company may reduce our contractual report times by 15 minutes. As a result of this rescheduling, hotel transportation cannot be rescheduled. Flight attendants are authorized by the language in the contract to use cab or limousine transportation at company expense. At the home domicile, a flight attendant may elect to waive 30 minutes of report time for a working flight and 15 minutes for a deadhead flight. In either instance, flight attendants are expected to arrive at the airport at the rescheduled report time, but shall receive pay and flight time credit as if they arrived at their scheduled report time. In the event you receive direction from crew scheduling that contradicts this understanding, please advise your local council office immediately. Awards for the third and final round of vacation bidding have been posted in your VAC bid screens in Unimatic. Section 18G of our contract provides information about interim vacation bidding, while Section 18S provides for the trading of vacation periods. Two vacation trades are allowed for each flight attendant. Vacation trades must be between two flight attendants at the same domicile. Vacation trades are submitted using DIS star 27874. Once processed, a confirmation meter will be sent to your domicile and will be reflected in the 2014 actual vacation section of the VAC bid screen. As set forth in our contract, if you are trading a vacation involving a primary vacation award, the trade must be for the same number of Phase 1 vacation days. Trades involving secondary or tertiary awards may be of unequal length and will result in the award of an equal number of days to each flight attendant, and this will be the smaller of the two periods traded. When vacation trading wholly contained within the same schedule month, bids must be received prior to the opening of the scheduled bidding of the month involved. Trades touching a month end overlap will be denied. Please make note of the following exceptions. January vacation trade requests must be submitted by December 15, 2013. February vacation trades must be submitted by December 30, 2013. Refer to our annual vacation publication on the MEC website for additional information on interim vacation bidding and vacation trades. Open enrollment for 2014 pass travel is now open. If you would like to change your travel eligibles, you have until December 20th at 7 Central Time to do so. Remember, the company introduced a new category of travel eligible, primary friend. This allows members who do not have a domestic partner or spouses to designate someone who will travel with the same boarding priority as a spouse domestic partner. If you don't want to make any changes, no action is required. Our contract requires that members receive uniform points, 165 for men, 150 for women, at the beginning of each calendar year, and the points expire at the end of the calendar year in which they are issued. This means you only have 3 weeks left to use any remaining uniform points. Don't be left with points that have expired. Remember, they don't roll over into next year. Place any uniform orders at your first opportunity to avoid losing these points. Bidding for the new April 1, 2014 voluntary furlough is now open. As of this morning, 606 flight attendants have bid for the voluntary furlough. Bidding will remain open until January 8, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. All active and inactive flight attendants, including those currently on voluntary furlough, are eligible to bid for the new voluntary furlough and must submit a bid to be eligible to be awarded a voluntary furlough. Bidding for the Partnership Program 11 is also open and will close January 13, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. The Partnership Program exists solely to avoid any involuntary furlough. The voluntary furlough offers schedule flexibility and maintenance of some benefits with a return to work after the voluntary furlough period and may be a good option for members to take advantage of scholastic opportunities, pursue travel, or spend more time with family. Additionally, the partnership program, if implemented, also allows for a more flexible schedule and provides you with the ability to continue flying with additional time off to pursue other areas of interest in your life. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the voluntary furlough information packet dated November 18, 2013, and read it carefully. As we reported late Friday, Sam Rizzoli has chosen not to accept our reasonable counterproposal that would have allowed members wishing to go to work at Subcontinental to do so, while providing full protection from involuntary furlough to all sub-United flight attendants. We remain resolute that our counterproposal addressed management's desire for another crossover while providing meaningful protection for flight attendant jobs. Management has many options available to them to address the overage of flight attendants, many of which are a result of productivity changes in our contract. Increasing onboard staffing to reasonable levels, offering additional daily and monthly AMP are some of the means by which the overage can be addressed. Of course, concluding our joint contract negotiations would ultimately resolve the issue once and for all. While we have been open to proposals to address management staffing concerns, these must benefit and protect all United flight attendants. Flight attendants on reserve for the month of December have the opportunity to preference where they would like to lay over for the 3 days preceding and the 2 days following Christmas. Section 10C-13C of our contract provides for a reserve Christmas wish list. When submitting your request, you will be asked for your reserve line of flying number as well as your reserve status. Requests may be submitted for up to 4 locations. You may submit your holiday layover request through the link provided on our AFA website. We encourage you to put in an initial request on file early and modify your request if the circumstances change later in the month to take full advantage of the flexibility of our programming. The last request on file will be the request that will be considered at the time of assignment. The submission page will detail the dates of your request and must be finalized to be considered. For a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period, as well as more detailed information, please visit www.unitedafa.org/wishlist. United Crew Scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wishlist layover request to the best of their ability. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.